Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Everyone loved Alec Murdaugh. I need you to sit with that for a second because it's the key to understanding everything that comes next. This is part two in our series as we break down the Murdaugh family, what made them who they are today. Specifically, you know, Alec. Obviously, he's the showpiece of the family. Not in a good way. More like the broken vase that's like, we can't get rid of it. It's been here forever. He's that guy. I'm curious to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work through this story throughout the week in a five-part series that we're putting together here for you. After the murders, after the trial, after the financial crimes and the fraud and the stolen millions and the whole sordid mess, there are still people in the Lowcountry who struggle to reconcile the Alec they knew with what Alec did. He was so nice, so generous, so fun to be around. He remembered my kid's name. He picked up the check every time. He made you feel like you mattered. And here's the thing. They're not wrong. He was those things. The charm was real. In the sense that it really worked. The generosity was real in the sense that he really wrote the checks. The warmth was real in the sense that people really felt it. What wasn't real was the person underneath. If you've ever loved someone who turned out to be someone else entirely, if you've ever looked back at a relationship and realized the person you trusted was a performance the whole time, this one's for you. The covert narcissist doesn't look like what you'd expect. That's the whole point. Think about narcissists. We think of narcissists as obvious egomaniacs, the people who can't stop talking about themselves, the ones who demand attention, who make everything about them, who you can spot from across the room because they're so transparently self-absorbed. Most people are easy. You see them coming. You know what you're dealing with. The covert narcissist is different. The covert narcissist is a helpful one. The charming one, the one who makes you feel special, who seems to care about your problems, who remembers the details of your life and asks follow-up questions like they genuinely matter. That's the trap. Because while you're feeling seen and valued and appreciated, they're managing you. The charm is a tool. It exists to make you like them, trust them, owe them. The generosity creates debt. Every check they pick up, every favor they do, goes into an invisible ledger they're keeping. And the warmth is lubricant that makes everything else go down smooth. It's not real in the way you think it's real. It's real in the way that a con man's smile is real. Effective, functional, serving a purpose you can't see. Alec Murdaugh was a master of this. Big personality, beloved at the law firm, the guy everybody wanted at the party, the one who could talk to anyone about anything, who made the room better just by being in it. If you met him, you'd like him. I mean that. Almost everyone did. He had the gift. And the whole time, for years, for decades, he was living a completely different life underneath. Let me tell you what was actually happening while everyone loved Alec. He was stealing from clients. Not complicated theft, just straight up taking settlement money that was supposed to go to people he represented. A client would win a case. The insurance company would pay out, and Alec would route the money through fake accounts he controlled. Sometimes he'd give the client part of what they were owed. Sometimes he'd give them nothing and tell them the settlement was still in process. He was siphoning money from his own law firm, creating fraudulent expenses, taking advances on fees that didn't exist, using the firm's name to run scams the firm knew nothing about. He was feeding an opioid addiction that cost, by some estimates, tens of thousands of dollars a week. Oxy, painkillers, whatever he could get his hands on for years. And he was building a financial house of cards so precarious that it required constant new crimes just to keep standing. Every month was a new emergency. Every crisis required a new theft to solve. He was living in a state of perpetual, desperate improvisation, juggling a dozen frauds at once, knowing that if any single ball dropped, the whole thing would collapse. The man everyone loved didn't exist. He was a mask. The real Alec was something else. The real Alec, the one inside, the one doing all of this, was hollow. Stay with me here, because I'm not telling you this to make you paranoid about the charming people in your life. I'm telling you this because you might recognize something. Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt like you were going crazy, where the person seemed so good, so caring, so attentive, but something didn't add up? It doesn't have to be romantic either. Where you catch small lies, small inconsistencies. And when you mention them, somehow you ended up apologizing. That's what living with a covert narcissist feels like. The mask is so good that when you see behind it, when you catch a glimpse of what's actually there, you don't trust yourself. You think you must be wrong, because how could someone this charming, this loving, this generous be hiding something so ugly? So you explain it away. You tell yourself you're being paranoid. You accept the excuse, because accepting the excuse is easier than accepting that everything you believed was a lie. Maggie Murdaugh started asking questions. In the months before her death, something had shifted. She was consulting a divorce attorney, digging into the finances, pulling back from Alec in ways that people around her noticed. She was waking up. After years inside the performance, she was starting to see the edges of the mask. This is the moment. If you've ever been close to a narcissist, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The moment when the little things that don't add up start forming a picture, when you stop making excuses and start paying attention, when you realize the person you thought you knew might not exist. It's the most disorienting thing in the world. You start questioning your own perception. Am I crazy? Am I being paranoid? Am I the problem here? And the narcissist feels it. They feel you pulling away. They feel the shift in your attention. and it terrifies them. Not because they love you and they don't want to lose you, but because your belief in the mask is what holds the mask in place. Maggie was in that space, seeing something wrong, starting to ask questions, probably not yet understanding how bad it really was or how dangerous the corner she was backing Alec into. Then February 2019 happened. Paul Murdaugh, Alec's younger son, took his father's boat out with a group of friends. It was late, everyone was drinking, and Paul was at the wheel, drunk, belligerent, going too fast in unfamiliar water. He crashed into a bridge piling near Archer's Creek. Mallory Beach was 19 years old. She was thrown from the boat into the dark water. It took a week to find her body. This is where the cracks in the Murdaugh facade started to show, because Paul was facing felony charges, boating under the influence, causing death. And suddenly there were depositions, lawsuits, lawyers with subpoena power, digging into the Murdaugh's finances to see what assets could be pursued. The first time, people who weren't charmed by Alec, who weren't part of the family system, who didn't owe the Murdaughs anything, they were looking at the books. Alec had been managing his double life for years, but managing it required darkness, required nobody looking in too closely, required the family name to keep doing what it had always done, making problems disappear. Mallory Beach's death couldn't disappear. Her family wouldn't let it. The lawyers wouldn't let it. And every deposition, every document request, every question about the family's finances was another crack in the foundation. Here's what you need to understand about narcissists when the pressure starts building. They don't self-correct. They don't stop and think, maybe I should come clean. Maybe I should face the consequences. Maybe it's time to stop. I've had my moment. I'm going to change. No, they escalate. Because the false self, the mask, the performance, the person everyone loves is the only self they have. If that self is exposed as fake, they don't have a real self to fall back on. They're just nothing, empty, a void, where a person should be. And that's how you see folks like this operating in which the way they do. Because at the core, they don't know who they are. They're an image. They're a trope. They're a reflection of others in their past, but never actually the person outside of the mirror. And so they'll do anything, literally anything, to protect the mask, to keep the performance going, to maintain the fiction just a little longer. For most narcissists, anything means more lies, bigger lies, more elaborate manipulations. For Alec Murdaugh, backed into a corner with no good options left, anything meant something unthinkable. He decided the problem wasn't the fraud. The problem was the people who might expose it. And that's something everyone needs to be aware of. If you are in a situation with someone in your life and they happen to be this type of character, this type of covert narcissist, the risk of exposing an individual like that is high. So tread carefully if you're in that position. And know this, you're never going to teach them a lesson. Exposing them does not make them go and say, oh, shoot, you got me. No, it fuels rage directly at the type of people who might be exposing them. And for Maggie and Paul, that's how that ended. Getting out in a safe way. That's what Maggie was trying to do. But be cautious. Be cautious if you ever find yourself in these situations. Because it could never happen to me. They would never go that far. They could never do this. They could never do that. Yeah. Yeah, they could. When these people don't have empathy and they're pushed to such an extreme of exposure, the pendulum swings back the other way, just as far and just as strong. And the damage that that wrecking ball, which should just be a pendulum, causes can be catastrophic. We're going to continue to get into that in our next piece. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss it. Be sure to give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. Hiddenkillers.substack.com. Come join us over there. We'd love for it. All right. We'll continue the conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.